Speaking to reporters at the White House today, President Bush responded to the Iraq casualty study.
I don't consider it a credible report. Neither does General Casey, and neither do Iraqi officials. I do know that a lot of innocent people have died, and that troubles me, and it grieves me.
I'm joined now from Washington by Mara Liasson. She's NPR's national political correspondent. So, Mara, it appears the president does not accept that finding, the 650,000 or so Iraqis dead because of the war.
No, he doesn't. But he certainly acknowledges over and over again that what's happening in Iraq is very disturbing to Americans, and that the violence is continuing and it's not a good thing. He was asked today at the press conference about statements by two very senior and very loyal Republicans, John Warner, Senator John Warner of Virginia, who's the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, and James Baker, who is one of the Bush family's most trusted advisors and a top official in the president's father's administration. Both of them, Warner said that he came back from Iraq and he thought the situation was going sideways, not going well. James Baker has said, and he is the head of something called the Iraq Study Group, he has said that changes in strategy might be needed. The president was asked about this and he said, well, we're constantly changing tactics on the ground to achieve a strategic goal, which is to help the Iraqi democracy succeed. Of course, he rejects a strategic change, which might include recognizing that this isn't working and perhaps drawing down troops or partitioning the country or something big. But clearly there are voices inside the president's own camp who are now questioning whether this can succeed.
And Mara, did he acknowledge at all that this may be one reason why his party is facing an uphill battle for to retain control during the midterm
elections?
Oh, sure,
elections? He does. And he's done that before. He said the situation in Iraq is tough on the American psyche. The American voters want to know, can we win and do we have a plan? And he said that before. And of course, he spent a lot of time trying to convince Americans that, yes, we are going to succeed and we do have a plan.
Let's talk about North Korea. What was his statement today about North Korea's possible detonation of a nuclear device this week? Did he say anything about what the White House might do?
No. I mean, he says they're going to continue to push the multilateral diplomatic approach, which is what they've been doing, six-party talks, which, of course, North Korea has left. The big political question this year about North Korea is whether this bomb blast is going to help the Democrats or the Republicans. Now, Republicans say it gets attention off of the Foley scandal, back onto national security, which is the strong suit for Republicans. But Democrats are saying, asking the question, basically, when it comes to the axis of evil, Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And to them, the answer is no. They're saying that Bush took his eye off the ball. His approach isn't working. And they are fighting back pretty hard on North Korea.
And UN Secretary General Kofi Annan today reiterated his call for the U.S. to hold two-party talks, direct talks with North Korea. Did President Bush say anything
about
that?
No, President Bush is adamantly against two-party talks. Of course, bilateral talks was the approach of the Clinton administration, and they got an agreement with North Korea, which North Korea cheated on. So the president said the previous administration tried one approach. It didn't work. I decided to try another approach. And he did point out that he is constantly being criticized for going alone and not working with the international community. In this case, he says he's working multilaterally with all of the important allies in the region on this, and that is the approach that he's going to continue.
NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Thanks, Mara.
Thank you, Madeline.